Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, here's what's making news this morning. Local man lucky to be alive. Weez, you know the Niagara Gorge, right?
Yeah, I've gone down the stairs.
There's the Niagara River, there's Niagara Falls, and then there's the gorge.
Yeah, I've gone down the stairs.
So there are areas. You've done the walk down to like the...
Yeah, it's okay. Great. It's fun. Slippery,
it is.
But fun.
This guy decided to drive down.
Oh.
Not a good idea. State Parks police say a man from Niagara Falls drove his truck into the gorge. There's a place you can drive down into the gorge by the... power plane. This guy didn't use that way. He just went over the edge. He's alive. That's the good news. Call came in a couple nights ago near the aquarium where a man apparently drove his car through a fence and over the edge, and they haven't really said why at this point.
Oh.
Look, the good news is he's okay. Got out of his truck. Didn't go all the way down. Like, you get caught the trees or a little path or whatever, but got out of his truck after going over the edge. Walked a little bit down that way. So he went over near where the aquarium is, walked over, came up kind of near where the Whirlpool Bridge is, scraped up, got some injuries, suffered injuries consistent with the accident, and they're just trying to figure out what the heck happened.
Huh.
No other information, but he was transported to ECMC, non-life-threatening injuries, and again, trying to figure out, A, what happened, B, how do you get the truck out of there?
Oh,
I have an idea.
Oh.
You know that big touristy balloon where you can take the balloon ride and go up?
Sure.
Take that up, lower a rope, you know.
That's a pretty heavy truck. How many ton truck is it?
Okay, get two of those big balloons.
Maybe balloons. Three or four.
I saw this in the movie Up.
An armada.
Yeah, the movie Up. If you get enough balloons, okay, You'll get the truck out of there.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
Look, I'm just trying to help at this point.
Mm.
LeBron James got an injury.
Uh-oh.
So it was the Lakers Golden State Warriors. LeBron James seen writhing around on the court after running head on into one of the players from the Golden State Warriors. Midway through the first quarter of the game, LeBron James ran into one of the other players, like head on, straight.
Ooh.
And then is writhing around on the floor. It looked like he had the wind knocked out of him.
Oh.
And he was out like a couple minutes. Also looked like he hurt his leg during the thing. So I can't tell if he was writhing around in leg pain or just kind of lost his breath from getting
Maybe
the wind knocked
rib.
Out of him.
I don't know.
He's a big man, but he gets back into it, keeps playing.
Oh, good.
So he's on the floor for a couple minutes. They kind of stop the game like, oh my gosh, this guy's kind of a big deal in the NBA. He's okay.
Good.
He's going to be all right. Went back in. I don't believe they won, but he did go on to score. And that's probably good news. There was a stalker arrested for sending a bomb threat to SNL. You see, the guy is a stalker of Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett's husband works at SNL, Colin Jost. This alleged stalker arrested for threatening to bomb the studios of SNL, where Scarlett's husband works. You've seen him on the Weekend Update segment with Michael Che. So this dude busted in Manhattan, allegedly texting messages with threatening remarks. I won't go into them, but it didn't look good. global security investigator for NBC, probably looks after the building where they film SNL, reported this text to Midtown Police, and this guy has now been arrested. He does have the name Scarlet with a tattoo heart on his torso.
Oh.
Kind of obsessed with the actress. That's not a healthy kind of love. Just saying. Yeah. Watch the movie, buy a ticket to the show. No need to go this far. MTV Video Music Awards will air on CBS for the first time this year. So, you know, back in the day, MTV was a channel people watched for videos, and then it became the show thing. And then now they've just realized a lot of people don't click on the thing anymore.
Well, most people don't have MTV.
And you know how wildly popular awards shows are, right?
Oh, yeah. They keep dropping.
Yep. So anyhow, they're going to air this thing. Fun. They're going to keep it on Long Island at the UBS Arena in Elmont. There'll be an hour pre-show, yada, 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 September 7th. Always marks the end of summer with the MTV Video Music Awards. They're going to air on CBS. That's it for your news and views. 626 is the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.